With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Two Canadian leaders are agreeing to work toward an oil pipeline to the Pacific coast to diversify the country's oil exports. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
In remarks to the Calgary Chamber of Commerce, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada must diversify their exports beyond the United States.
The U.S., as is their right, is transforming all of its trading relationships. But as a consequence of that, many of our strengths, based on historic close ties with America, have become our vulnerabilities.
The move is being met with opposition from both British Columbia and First Nation officials. Minister of Culture Stephen Guilbeault, a staunch environmentalist, resigned from the cabinet, saying the pipeline would cross the Great Bear Rainforest and increases the risk of a tanker spill. I'm Jennifer King.
The Memorandum of Understanding signed on Thursday would also adjust an oil tanker ban off of parts of the British Columbia coast if a pipeline does come to fruition. Shoppers hit the stores in full strength on Black Friday, even though some are complaining about the economy right now. These Louisiana shoppers didn't seem to mind.
It is. The economy is bad, but you still got to celebrate.
Yeah.
Economist Steve Moore suggests the situation is actually brighter than many Americans, especially those in the media, seem to be noticing.
I think that there's just too much negativity out there. The average household income just so far this year is up $1,200 in real terms.
Wall Street rose for a fifth straight day to put wraps on a volatile month. The S&P 500 was up 0.5% of its overall value. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 289 points. Airbus is directing carriers to apply a critical software fix on the A320 aircraft after a data corruption issue linked to solar radiation. The move is triggering widespread flight disruptions. This is SRN News. Americans are asked about their view of childbearing.
The country's birth rate is below the amount needed to keep the population level and has been for several years. So the Public Religion Research Institute conducted a poll asking adults if they support government policies aimed at encouraging women to have children. 54% of respondents say no, they do not support such programs. 41% say yes. Republicans and men are more likely to approve of efforts to increase the U.S. birth rate. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump's administration is promoting efforts in work with Nigeria's government to counter violence against Christians by Muslim terrorist groups. Following a meeting with Nigerian officials, the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, posted on social media that the Pentagon is working aggressively with Nigeria to bring an end to the persecution of Christians by jihadi terrorists. Hegseth says Nigeria has to demonstrate a commitment and take urgent action. This is SRN News. The U.S. Security Council has approved a U.S. plan for Gaza. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Hamas is at its core a terrorist organization and it is not operating alone.
Israelis understand that October 7th wasn't an aberration. It wasn't just that Hamas lost its mind for a moment. It was a concerted effort on the part of the Iranian leadership to use its terror proxies to change the conditions on the ground in the Gulf Arab states and broadly in the Middle East.
And while Pompeo supports the idea of an international security force to help keep the peace in the region, he says there are some unique and ongoing challenges.
But it's going to have to be prepared to do the hard work of continuing to disarm Hamas and destroy the remaining tunnels. I suspect that the only organization actually prepared to do that is the Israeli government, and they need to complete that task to keep Israel safe and, of course, also to convince the Gulf Arab states that we are serious.
That is former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and more on these stories at SRNnews.com.